This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, January 8th. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Another Delta battle shapes up. CDFA celebrates women farmers and dietary guidelines reactions. Bill on Bay Delta plan sparks environmental backlash. Assemblymember Lori Wilson of Susan City has amended a bill dealing with the State Water Board's long-running update of the Bay Delta plan, drawing swift criticism from environmental and tribal groups. The freshly amended AB 497 would set a firm deadline for the board to complete portions of the plan governing the Sacramento River, its tributaries, and the Delta, while narrowing certain procedural requirements tied to environmental review and responses to public comments. Wilson has argued that changes are needed to break years of regulatory gridlock and provide certainty for water managers, farmers, and communities that rely on the system. But environmental interests say that the amendment goes too far. A coalition of conservation and tribal advocates warned the bill could reduce transparency and weaken public participation in one of the state's most consequential water quality decisions. They argue the Delta plan is central to protecting native fish and that limiting review or disclosure could undermine science-based safeguards. The groups are urging lawmakers to reject the amendment or restore stronger accountability provisions, reasoning that California should be accelerating ecosystem protections, not streamlining them at the expense of environmental oversight. Remember, previous attempts to set a deadline for the plan's update have failed. In 2022, then Assemblymember Bill Quirk of Hayward pressed to approve it by 2024 and proposed to penalize the board if it missed the deadline by prohibiting it from approving any new water rights, particularly for planned projects like Sites Reservoir. Water and agriculture opponents feared it would upend voluntary agreements under negotiation at the board. Former Senator Susan Eggman of Stockton ran the legislation the following year, but it stalled in appropriations. CDFA highlights Year of the Woman Farmer. The Newsom administration is making the United Nations Declaration of 2026 as the International Year of the Woman Farmer, highlighting women's vital contributions to food and farming systems globally and in California. California First Partner Jennifer Siebel Newsom emphasized that women farmers drive rural economies, steward land, and help feed communities. The state is home to more than 45,000 women producers who represent nearly 38% of all producers and operate on 63% of farms, the highest share among major agriculture states. CDFA Secretary Karen Ross noted women's leadership in innovation, sustainability, and climate-smart practices that bolster the state's role as the nation's top agriculture producer. To spotlight these contributions, CDFA and CA Grown have launched a year-long campaign featuring digital and programmatic efforts throughout 2026. The initiative aims to elevate visibility, equity, and opportunity for women across the food value chain. Thompson pushes for more specialty crop aid. House Agriculture Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania says that whatever it takes, there must be more aid for specialty crops. The Trump administration announced a $12 billion aid package last month for farmers dealing with higher input costs, lower prices, and export losses. But specialty crop producers were disappointed that only $1 billion would go to them. President Donald Trump and other lawmakers have suggested tariff revenues could fund further assistance. The initial $12 billion came from the Commodity Credit Corporation, which is not funded by tariff revenues. Thompson suggested using Section 32, which is topped up with tariff receipts, to provide additional support for specialty crop producers. But direct payments to farmers are currently capped at $350 million. Thompson says diverting tariff revenue to farmers may be legally challenging, but he said, I'm looking under every rock. He spoke to AgriPulse on Tuesday. Vegetable oil proponents push back against dietary guidelines. The meat, dairy, and produce industries like the new dietary guidelines for Americans. Soybean growers, corn refiners, and oilseed processors, not so much. The Dietary Guidelines for Americans, or the DGAs, guide federal nutrition programs, including school meals. The associations representing soybean growers, corn refiners, and oilseed processors, they don't like language and appendices to the actual guidelines that question the safety of vegetable oils. The report's addenda continues to call into question the process of soybean oil extraction, which is scientifically proven to be safe for human health, the American Soybean Association said in a news release yesterday. The Corn Refiners Association and the National Oilseed Processors Association issued similar statements yesterday. CRA President and CEO John Bode saying DGA's, quote, deviation from the last practice undermines both the credibility and scientific foundation of the guidelines. Bode was referring to final DGA's recommending that Americans avoid highly processed foods, even though the guidelines scientific advisory committee said there wasn't enough evidence to make that call. NOPA also was critical, noting that the appendices rely on narrow evidence based with limited citations, which is concerning given the administration's rhetoric questioning the safety of certain vegetable oils despite an established scientific consensus. The Make America Healthy Again movement and its most high-profile adherents, including Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Food and Drug Administration Commissioner Marty McCary, said seed oils are bad for people's health. The government plans to conduct more studies on the issue. So what's next? Well, Molly Van Loo, vice president at the International Fresh Produce Association, says USDA officials told groups in a briefing that the department would be issuing guidance soon on what the guidelines will mean for federal nutrition programs. We'll be monitoring that really closely, she told AgriPulse. IFPA wants to ensure that a wide variety of fruits and vegetables are available in those programs, she said. Here's today's final word. Her constituents and all Californians deserve transparency and a meaningful voice in decisions that shape the future of the Delta and our water. That's in a statement from Restore the Delta. The environmental group had locked arms with Assemblymember Lori Wilson last year in opposing the Delta Tunnel. But now it's blasting her for attempting to expedite voluntary agreements for the Bay Delta plan. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, January 8th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Alley.